I call the administrative portion of this meeting back to order. We are reconvened. It is 11:12 a.m., March 27th, 2024. We just have one item on the consent calendar. I move approval of that.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay. Then discussion items. There was some discussion that I had with staff about a subscription to the RTO Insider magazine. And Steve got me this copy. It's a complimentary copy that I believe was distributed at NARUC. And it's not even a whole copy because I don't know what there is here, about 12 pages, but like some of the page numbers are like page 24. And so it's clearly kind of an it even says abbreviated edition of RTO Insider. I don't have strong feelings on it. I believe it costs $1,200. Is that?
Yeah.
Commissioner Chairman, or Mr. Chairman?
Yep.
Commissioner Chairman. We are already subscribed to this through OMS, so we can pass along the credentials to get into it to whoever wants them. So we don't need to buy our own. We don't need to buy our own thing.
Okay.
And I don't know if staff are using that or not. I usually don't even, I see the headlines and kind of go from there, but I don't read it on a religious basis. But it's pretty good. I mean, there's a lot of stories every week in this thing. So, yeah.
I think that's great. I'm the one who requested it. I'm the one who brought it back from NARUC looking for resources for those of us who aren't in the RTO world. To stay
good.
In tune and
yeah.
really dig into it. And I think it would be beneficial too for the staff. So that's great. I look forward to how to get into it and stay abreast on some of these issues that are in the RTO world.
Yeah, I don't think any staff knew that we had a subscription. So.
Nope. Had no idea.
That helps.
So that can be added to an onboarding thing, topic to be discussed.
And I didn't know we were subscribers either. I know they have a presence at SPP meetings.
Yeah.
So I look forward to looking through some more of them. I don't know how many pages they are when they're not abbreviated.
It's lengthy.
There was a lot in here. I will say, I hope this one seemed to me, what I got out of it was the majority of it was propaganda for really any building project that might come along. And it probably wouldn't surprise me because the RTO membership is primarily utility companies who work on a rate of return and developers. And so, anyway, we'll see once. But if we have if we have the subscription anyway,
mm-hmm. So
just need to distribute.
Next steps, we'll get it from whom? The credentialing or the?
I'll text the OMS. Team and just get the details from them.
Oh, thank you, Julie.
Okay, and then to the tough part. Let's get into scheduling.
I have faith.
The first thing is that list of quite a few ADPs that NSP has had before us. Some of them more recently, some of them for a long time. And now they have submitted, I was going to refresh myself on the terminology, but basically a request to dismiss them all based on the fact that our new IRP process should potentially, in their belief, mitigate the need for all these ADPs. And they are, of course, under that law, commission order from years ago, like, I don't know, 15 or 20 years ago, that utility specifically, this does not apply to Otter Tail or MDU, but that NSP has to do these ADPs, and they're requesting that we change that because we have the IRP policy now. Is that a fair explanation of it?
Yep. Just to fill in a couple of things. So, yes, that they've had that requirement around for 10, 15 years. I forget how long. And then just
more than
recently,
12.
Right. Just recently, the commission agreed to remove the requirement, or maybe I should say modify the requirement, so it essentially doesn't require them to file an ADP. It permits them to file an ADP, and it also permits the commission to request them to file an ADP, which is still slightly different than MDU or Otter Tail. So we still have that kind of continuing jurisdiction and ability to get that filing fee so that we can properly assess new projects that they're planning. So that's what recently changed. And then since that change, NSP filed 5 requests to withdraw the current ADPs that they have with us. And they filed them individually so that if the commission desires to agree with withdrawing 2 or 3 or 4 rather than all 5 of them, we can do so on an individual basis. So what we're trying to schedule is just a work session with the 3 of you to kind of get a feel for if which ones or all of them, you know, kind of whatever the case may be, just some discussion amongst us on how you'd like to proceed, if you would like to grant or deny any or all of those.
My one question, it's a little sidetracked, but are we still on track on receiving their IRP by the end of the month?
I'm trying to remember what the last...
That's where we were. It was supposed to be mid.
Yeah. I haven't heard anything different from the last update we got from them. But yeah, I feel like every time we've talked, it's gotten pushed back a little bit more. But I don't know if Adam has anything different that he's heard on that, but.
Yeah, I just talked with Otter Tail a couple days ago, I just talked to Xcel a couple days ago, and they are expecting to be, excuse me, a couple weeks late. The reason being is that after reviewing the Otter Tail IRP, they decided to modify their current IRP and make some adjustments. However, they haven't detailed those adjustments yet, but I have a meeting with them on, tomorrow to discuss that. It's my understanding that based on looking and reviewing the Otter Tail IRP, they're making adjustments in terms of how they are treating market sales and the ability to make how many market sales, given how long their portfolio is.
Well, here's my question. Do I want to review the need to do these ADPs without seeing some type of IRP from Xcel? I mean, and if it keeps getting kicked down the road,
sure,
on the submission of it, I don't.
Well, and I think that's some of the discussion we can have during the work session. What I'll kind of generically say is that's not the solution for all of the ADPs.
Correct.
Either. It's for some of them, certainly, but not all of them.
Yep.
But yeah, I think it's a fair thing to discuss.
Yeah. Did we have a hearing on the Sherco Solar?
We had a hearing on Sherco Solar 1 and 2.
It was
really Sherco Solar. It was one case that we had. The one currently pending is Sherco Solar 3.
I see. Got it. Okay. So we just need some dates.
Yep. And I've taken a preliminary stab at everyone's calendars. We'll see what my shopping can produce. So the first available date, according to calendars, was April 4th.
An option.
Okay.
Sorry.
So what you're saying by that date is we're not going to look at the IRP before we address any of these.
No, we're just having a discussion about whether we're going to do that.
I understand that, but I just said
No, I understand the concern.
Okay.
I mean, we can push this out later if you prefer.
I'm just
trying to
bringing it up.
Well, at that time, we can say, you know, we want to consider this, this, and that after we get the RRP, or, you know, we can, during the work session, talk about all of that.
And also, let me just say, as Victor throws out his long and extensive list of available options, if there's one that would be a little on the early side to have reviewed their IRP, maybe we could do 1, 2, and 3 kind of together here. And the first couple dates that are available, we could do the Astoria work session and the DOE credit work sessions.
Yeah, so I would put those two first before the ADP.
Yeah, we can. I can separate those out kind of by ones that would match up with IRP versus ones that don't necessarily rely upon the IRP. My initial thought was to kind of put all five of them together in one work session, but we can. I'm fine with breaking them up.
No, I apologize. That's not what I was saying. I was saying between the three work sessions, 1, 2, and 3, maybe we should prioritize which one's work session we should have first. So if we get a date,
sure,
say we're going to have this work session or this work session. So I think maybe that's the first thing we should prioritize. What work sessions should come first?
That's absolutely fair. So
the fourth doesn't work.
No. So next fourth, week is out.
The whole week?
Yep.
The fourth, the fifth?
Yep.
Okay.
I think it's out for all of us.
the eighth.
That works for me.
The what?
April 8th. It looks like, according to what I preliminarily found, some between 9 and 10 or between 2 and 3.
2 and 3.
I can't do the afternoon one.
Okay.
Hold on. I don't think I'm out on that date. Hold on. I got to see what.
Yep. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I am up.
Okay.
Tuesday, that 8th and 9th.
8th and 9th. Okay. The 12th. Looked available between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m.
Between what hours?
11 a.m. and 1 p.m.
I could do it remotely.
So which one?
After 11, like I have something till 11, so.
Well, as do we.
You do?
That's the RSC's work session.
Oh.
On the 11th? Oh, sorry, the 12th.
Yeah. Wait.
Yep. So.
I was available. I was talking about the 12th. I'm sorry. The 12th, yeah. I'm available remotely after 11.
Yep. No, so April 12th, and it appears we're free starting at 11, but if you want some comfort time.
Could we say like
11:15? That's I'm fine with that if everyone
else is.
Okay, depending on which one we're going to plug in there and how long goes, we also have an informal for ETC at 1:30.
Correct.
So
I'm not envisioning the discussion on these to take more than an hour. Maybe you all feel differently, but.
Okay, let's go back. What's our first priority of the work sessions 1, 2, and 3? Let's figure that out.
Sure. so we have the three that are on your agenda, and I think Adam and I had talked about putting on the electric service agreement case with MDU and Applied Blockchain as well as another scheduling item.
So.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That one I have on here, the MDU ESA one. So of those four separate kind of categories there, one of them would be Otter Tail's Astoria ADP, which that one we've had around for a little while, not because we haven't taken action. We had the hearing back in December, and then we were waiting for procedural filings from the company and advocacy that have now come in.
So... If we're around that day, could we do a whole bunch of these?
On the 11th?
12th.
Well, except for that
Yeah, I know.
Victor and I have RSC from 9 to 11, and then we have an informal from 1:30 to 3. So I don't know if we can do a bunch of them.
But could we?
I think we could fit two of these things in.
Could we? Okay. Do you think that informal will take an hour and a half?
They usually don't, but as soon as we start making assumptions like that, then they do. But so historically, those informals for that type of a case take 45 minutes to an hour at most.
So if we said, like, we did 11:15 to 12:15, break for lunch, 1:30, we do that one, and then we do one after that, is that a possibility?
I'm fine.
So okay, which one do we want to do over lunch?
Not over lunch. We take a break.
11:15 to 12:15. So you want to do the informal on applied blockchain?
We prefer to do that on a different date. Adam's not available on the 12th.
Okay, let's do one of these, two or three. Let's do let's do the other one later that afternoon.
Let's do Astoria first.
Okay, so 11:15.
Yep.
So on the April 12th at 11:15.
For the Astoria one.
Correct.
Julie, you're going to be remote?
Yeah, I'll have to be remote for all of these.
Okay.
That's the morning of the first debate.
Okay, and then do you want to do one?
From 3 to 4?
Pick a time in the afternoon, like if we're quite sure that Assurance... I can't see either that Assurance Wireless is going to take more than an hour.
I would highly
I think it. We could alter this and make that 1:30 to 2:30.
I would be fine with that. I don't have any reason to believe it would take that long.
Good.
Okay, so then which thing should we do that Adam's presence is not required for at 2:45?
So, probably the NSP ones because the other, so the DOE settlement is actually Adam's case as well, in addition to those MDU electric service agreements. Okay. So
do the ADPs?
Yeah.
From 3 to 4?
Well, but if they're going to be 2 weeks late from the end of March, then we're not going to have that then either.
Right.
They haven't indicated. They just indicated to me it would be a week or two.
Now, well.
So that was your concern.
Well, I just, it's kind of like what comes first, the chicken or the egg. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, how much of that are we relying upon? But to Commissioner Fedorchak saying we can go through them and say, this is what we're going to need in the IRP to make, you know, some of that. That was a valid point, and just to move it along, I think there's some.
So you're okay with doing it on the 12th?
Yep. Let's start working through it.
That's kind of my thought. Let's at least start talking about it. If we're not ready to make a decision on that one on that date, that's perfectly fine. So we want to say start at 2:30 p.m. and just go until we're done with that discussion. Say an hour, maybe reserve an hour and a half.
Sure.
2:30 to 4? Yeah.
Okay. And then you have the DOE settlement and applied blockchain.
Yep. Okay, so the next date that looked free was the 19th of April. I don't know, is that what you want?
Is this their new... Tell me again what this applied blockchain is. It's not the service agreement.
No, it's the electric. So it's the public convenience and necessity for
the new one.
The new data center and the new office. And then, so it's two. It's a total of three cases, two PCNNs and then one electric service agreement for the data center. The office is on a standard rate schedule.
Oh, got it. Electric service agreement, though. I thought that we just approved it.
We approved a service area agreement.
Yeah, so doesn't this fall within that?
It does, but we... So it's a special non-standard rate schedule. So it's under rate 45.
Yeah.
And rate 45 specifies that every rate
that goes under that, that has under to come before us.
Approved by the commission.
So, yeah, but the service area agreement, the service the agreement.
Service area, which is the area that they're going to serve, and then the electric service agreement is the rates.
Oh, that's that the customer. Rates. Got it. Yep. Okay.
So the rates and kind of some other things, and I think Adam and I have talked about it. I think he's going to be filing a memo on the electric service agreement kind of detail ahead of that work session.
Okay.
Just when we think it's easy peasy.
So as far as the 19th, now I'm going to bounce around more confusion. I have another scheduling thing I wanted to bring up. I was hoping that because the following week is Administrative Professionals Day, that maybe we could do a reception here on the 19th. Because we will, at least a couple of us, will be in hearings the following week, all week. And so if that's acceptable to you two, then really I'd like to save that morning, because that afternoon we have our strategic review, which I'm hoping whenever 19th. OMB gets our budget data to us so we can have a review, we can sit down and talk about our strategic review, but we don't have our budget stuff back from them yet.
Should block that time off, because I don't see that on here.
The 19th?
For a strategic review.
Well, because only one of us goes, because it's not a public
meeting. No, but you said you want to talk about it.
Yeah, before that. That's when it is. We're waiting.
Oh, I see.
We are waiting on our budget stuff so that we can sit down and have a good conversation about it.
All right.
So that will have to be before that date.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know how that goes. It's kind of last minute stuff. I'd kind of like to keep that morning open if you have some other dates for these.
Yep. I have other dates. They're a little bit further down the way. But yeah, there's other dates.
But I think it's important that we put some holds on. If they moved our strategic planning to the 19th, I think to advocate what Julia is saying is we should put some hold dates on for strategic review.
Are we waiting for something from them before we do strategic? You have that strategic review with them?
Yes. Or, so what we've been wanting to do is just have a budget update. Typically try to do every few months, but whatever has changed down there, we send the information out, we're not getting it back to where we have what we typically have in our budget updates.
Okay. So we're waiting for them for that.
Yes.
Is there anything else we can talk about for that, to feed that strategic review?
I suppose we can. And why don't we come back to that while we got Victor and Adam sitting here? And
fair enough.
If we can keep the 19th open, if we can find other dates for these two other work sessions.
So
what time do we? Yeah. We should put a hold on for administrative bill.
That's on there. I've got it at noon, anyways. Oh, I'm sorry. The rest of us. Good job, Stacy.
The rest of us. Okay. What time do you have?
Can we set it for 11:30 to 1?
Yep. I have a prep meeting at 11 for something.
I have a committee meeting from 12 to 1, but I can skip that. I'll take one for the team. I'll skip it. Go ahead, 12 to 1.
Perfect. Thank you.
Is 11:30 to 1 okay? So we have.
Yeah. My meeting's from 12 to 1, so 11:30 to 1 is fine.
Okay. Can we have a little more time?
Well, yeah. And I can
clean up and stuff afterwards.
Yeah, you could.
Yep.
Okay.
You can probably still make it.
Yeah, let's do the 11:30 and then you can get most of your meeting. Okay, so then sometime after that, we need to find two more work sessions here.
The next available date is April 30th. There were some various things on that day, but it appeared, again, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
No, I'm out that whole week.
Okay.
My hold didn't show?
Not when I looked this morning.
Okay, I'll make sure the hold is removed. I'm gone the 30th through that Sunday.
Okay, so that was as far out as I went this morning. So I don't know.
Are there other dates? Let's see. That would work. Let's see here. The 24th. Is that an option for other people?
We have that whole week reserved for.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. I don't think I'm the problem child on this week. Got it. All right. So the 30th.
You going to get that frame, Julie?
What?
That you weren't the problem
not
for
not the problem child. I'm going to wear a t-shirt that week. Not the problem child. The 29th, we have a commission meeting. And so there might be some time after that. No?
It did not show up. So what I was looking for is I look at all three of your calendars and I look for nice white rows.
So there's a 2 o'clock. Okay, you probably saw a block for me from 3 to 5, but I could move that.
Okay.
So on the 29th, if we wanted to meet after that Otter Tail, my renewable energy credits deal, and do.
I'm available 3 to 5 on the 29th.
Me too.
Okay, let's use that block.
So 3 to 5. Yep. Would you like to do
both of those?
Both, and I think that we could fit those both in. The DOE for NSP and then the ESA for MDU.
Easy peasy.
So.
Okay.
429.
Which one are you putting which?
So let's maybe start out with the DOE 23364. We'll start with that one.
And at then, 3?
Yep. And then I think what we can do, we've kind of done this in the past, we'll basically say the other work session for the MDU, ESA, and PCNNs, we'll probably just set the same start time, and then we don't have to wait until a magical time when we get done, and then we can start the other one right away. And since it's work sessions, we don't have to worry about companies being here and in attendance, they can listen.
The applied is an informal, so they'll be here.
These aren't informals. These are just work sessions.
Even the applied one is a work session?
Yes. We've already had an informal one on these.
Okay, so then that brings us back to basically a budget update and discuss the upcoming strategy review. And I do not know why this information is delayed. I suppose the longer we wait, the more chance we have the information we're waiting for and the better budget update can be presented to us. But then the less time we have between our meeting and the actual strategy review with the governor.
Well, I guess I look at the budget as far as we have a great framework on what's approved and where we're at and all that. And I think, I don't know what the concern is on the budget, if it's the FTE pool or what, but I do think we have a great framework. I'm looking more at our strategic review on, is it what they're looking at us proposing for the next biennium in the session? I think that's where I have more questions and consensus building. I think Jill and Steve have a good, hopefully, handle on the budget. I'm very confident that if there was a concern, we'd know by now.
So you're ready to do it sooner rather than later,
I just think part of it is the framework on what they're requesting on that strategic review that we're...
Like our BHAGs.
Huh?
Our BHAGs.
What's our that?
Big, hairy, audacious goals. Yeah, I didn't make it up. Don't look at me.
Boy, that is a very non-Randy-esque acronym.
<Yeah. laughs> I know you said that to me.
I'm not the creator of it.
I believe that.
Sometimes it's sooner to discuss.
Okay.
So if we have to tweak it and move on, then we have it. So.
It's another one of those things where, I don't know, next week is going to be awful tough, I think.
I think we're all up. I mean, we already said that. And Julie's out then so Monday, the 8th and 9th, so anything after the 10th? About the 11th in the afternoon.
What month?
April.
Hold on. Let's see. Is there anything on Tuesday?
Anything before? No.
On
the 11th
is a Saturday. What did I goof up?
Yeah, it's not. The 10th is a Wednesday. And so, I thought you were on the meeting day, and I'm actually going to have to miss our rail safety discussion because I have that ESG study that afternoon.
What if we did it, like, is there any time yet this week? What day is today?
Wednesday. Friday's a holiday.
Oh, yeah. Theoretically.
I have time tomorrow after 2:30.
I have a NAERC executive committee call from 2 to 3:30 tomorrow, but
I'm available after 3:30.
I can't go real late. I'm available in the morning.
I'm tied up. I've got.
Is all next week out?
I mean, maybe. Let's see. Monday.
Wednesday the 3rd. In the morning.
What about after the MISO RTO update?
What date is that?
On Monday.
From 4 to 5?
Because how late do we have that planned? 1:30, 2:30, 3:30? Do we have it? 2 hours?
Scheduled for 1:30 to 4:30.
I do not think it'll take that long. Could we see and throw it on at the last minute or not? It's not a last minute thing. Yeah, let's see.
But we can notice it.
There could be a lot of things happening during that week.
I know.
I'm willing to stay late if you guys want to, but I could also see it causing somebody some headaches.
It's going to be a pain, yeah.
Well, I look at it as being important for the
staff, and especially you, Commissioner Crispin, to have some direction where we're going so we're not all of a sudden scurrying on the 19th. Anybody willing to stay late on the Monday the 1st?
I can, I think.
Well, like Randy said, I'm going to be pretty tied up.
I know. Okay.
What about this week, though? What's this afternoon? Could we do it after the telecom thing?
Let me check my social calendar.
Or tomorrow? No, tomorrow afternoon. No, we already talked about that. This afternoon actually doesn't work very good for me either. Well, let's plan it for Monday and hopefully it'll... Yeah, let's plan it after the thing on Monday. After our MISO update.
So you want to schedule it like say 4:30 to 5:30 or 4:15 or 4?
I say we say 4 and then if we're running late we just...
Can we overlap a notice?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
4 to 5. And then we'll just adjust accordingly.
So the strategy review discussion, a proper... title, so that will be April 1st at 4 o'clock.
April Fool's Day. No joke.
Is there anything else for scheduling?
Look it. got it done.
Anything else at all? If not, we're adjourned.